Christmas is not about a religion. It's about a relationship. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell invites us to worship the Christ of Christmas.
Well, I tell you what, when you have an expectation of getting something and then you don't get it, you're really let down. But I'm going to tell you something. When you come to the place in your life where you realize, I don't deserve anything, and Jesus died for me, and He's the unspeakable gift, and He lives within me, I'm going to tell you something. That's reason for rejoicing.
For Christians worldwide, the month of December is filled with joy and wonder as we anticipate the celebration of Christ's birth. But sometimes the very familiarity of the season causes us to overlook its true meaning. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In our series, Worship the Christ of Christmas, we will learn how to experience God's presence, know His peace, and live with His continual joy. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part one of a message called The Witness of Christmas.
Well, these next few days are the last mad dash towards Christmas, and a lot of things on our schedule, a lot of things on our mind, and of course a lot of shopping to do. It's amazing how much better women shop than men. They know how to get deals, and they know where to go for certain things, and they've just got it down to a fine art, it seems like. One fellow, though, this week was complaining about it just a little bit. He said, you know, my wife will buy anything that's marked down. He said, in fact, yesterday, she tried to buy an escalator. And, you know, don't get too crazy about the sales, all right, and about buying just any old thing, but there's a lot of things to do this week, and I truly pray it'll be a wonderful and a blessed week in your life. You know, one of the things we can do this week in the middle of everything else is be a witness. I really believe that as Christians, when we hear the song in the mall, Joy to the World, or when we hear the phrase, Away in a Manger, we know what it's all about. And we've got something to talk about. We've got something to share because God has been so good to us. And one of the things I love about the Bible is that the witnesses in the Bible, the various prophets, the various evangelists, the preachers, the Christians of old, their stories still tell us over and over again what God has done for us. And this morning, what I'd like to do is just hear from three of those witnesses. I'd like to invite three groups, and in one case, an individual, to come into our lives this morning through the Word of God and witness to us about that first Christmas morning. And I want you to hear with me this morning the witness of Christmas. And I want you to see with me this morning the wonder of Christmas. The first witnesses that I would bring to your attention this morning would be the witness of the angels. The witness of the angels. And in verse number 8 of Luke chapter 2, the Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Notice, if you would, in verse 13, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now here we see the most significant announcement made, and a significant announcement pertaining to the redemption of the world. And we see this is made by the angel of the Lord. Take note of that singular mention, the angel of the Lord. This was not any angel, but this was a particular angel. In fact, when we read that phrase in the Old Testament, it's often referred to as a theophany, or an Old Testament appearance of Christ. The angel of the Lord, for example, appeared to Joshua just before he battled at Jericho and introduced himself as the captain of the host of the Lord, or a coming to Joshua by the Lord Jesus himself. Also, in Genesis 22, it was the angel of the Lord that told Abraham, "Don't take the life of your son, Isaac. I have prepared a ram in the thicket." That important message came from the angel of the Lord. So this angel, many believe to be the Lord Jesus himself. And that's an amazing thought to ponder theologically when you consider the omnipresence of God, how that God himself is announcing his own arrival to the shepherds in the field at night. Whatever the case, when we come to this story, we know that God wants the world to hear that his son was born. And so the angel of the Lord gives witness. Notice, if you would, the angels then that join with this angel. Verse 13, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying. And so here we see the angel of the Lord combining together with the angelic hosts as they announce what the Lord Jesus Christ wanted the world to hear. Now notice several things with me this morning that the angels witness of. First of all, they tell us this. They tell us that Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. Verse 11 says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Last week we learned that the word Savior means a deliverer. I like that word, don't you? A deliverer. Matthew 1:21 says, "For he shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." Now, if you had never sinned, if I had never sinned, if Adam and Eve had never transgressed, then we would not need a deliverer. But because we all fall short of God's glory, then we ought to thank God for this Savior who came. Who came to deliver us from our sin. The Bible says he delivers us from sin. In fact, notice in your notes there in Psalm 103 and verse 12, an amazing verse. It says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." You see, this Savior came to forgive us so unbelievably so that it is as far as the east is from the west. Now, how many of you have ever had somebody forgive you only to bring it up a year later? Now, don't look at your wife that way, fellas. I don't mean to personalize like that. I just meant, how many of you have ever experienced that, though, where someone says, "All right," but then in the heated moment, a few years down the road, it comes up again. I want to tell you something. When God forgives you, when God delivers you, it's as far as the east is from the west. Now, that's a tremendous blessing. In fact, Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And even when he knew that we would fall short, yet he came. What an amazing love indeed. He delivers us from sin. I thank God that he not only delivers us from sin, he not only delivers us from the penalty of sin, separation from God, but he delivers us, secondly, from fear. You know, this is a time for many when instead of joy, instead of exuberance, there's concern, there's fear about particular situations coming up, jobs, family situations. And yet God says, "I want you to be delivered from that." Romans 8:35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" The Bible says in verse 37, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I'm thankful today that God, through Jesus Christ, delivers us from sin, and he delivers us from fear, and that when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, there is nothing that can separate you from his love. This world can take away possessions and jobs and relationships can change, but one thing is constant, and that is the love of God for you. He doesn't want you to have fear during this season. He wants you to know that he is not the author of fear, but that he wants you to have a sound mind during this time. So Jesus Christ is the Savior. That means he's the deliverer. He delivers us from sin. He delivers us from fear. But notice, secondly, not only is he the Savior, but we see he is the Savior of the world. The Savior of the world. Now notice what it says in verse 10. "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to," and then notice the last two words there, "all people." All people. Now, how many of you are glad that salvation is for all people? I sure am. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I remember years ago when our kids were probably between the ages of maybe 2, 4, 6, 8, somewhere in that range. And it was where boys in the house, especially Larry, was just realizing how really bad girls are. It was just coming to his awareness. How many of you wish they would feel that way later on in life? But somehow they changed their opinion on that subject after a while. But that was the age where girls are rotten, made out of cotton, and boys are handy, made out of candy. You know what I'm talking about, right in there, 6 to 8. And I remember walking upstairs one day, and Larry had put a big sign on his door, and it said, "No girls allowed." A-L-O-U-D. He had not yet become hooked on phonics, so he just was expressing it. And I don't know why, but I remember looking at that sign and I remember thinking, man, I'm glad Larry's not in charge of who gets to go into heaven. You know, because if he was, there'd be no girls allowed. Aren't you glad that everybody who comes to Christ, whosoever will, may come? Red and yellow, black, brown, white, it doesn't matter. If someone lives in Afghanistan or Africa or the Philippines or the United States of America, Jesus is not simply a Savior. He is the Savior of the entire world. And 1 John 5:1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him." And so we thank God he's the Savior of the world. But notice thirdly, Jesus is reason to rejoice. He is reason to rejoice. Again, notice the angels in verse 13. "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest." How many of you are glad today that your rejoicing is not dependent upon a particular gift that you're going to receive? How many of you were ever a little kid and you just knew what you were going to get? You knew what you were going to get, and Christmas morning came and it's not what you got. Anybody like that? I'll never forget, I was about 9th, 10th grade. We were living at that time in Korea. I don't know why, but for some reason I wanted a little television for my room. I'm not really an advocate of that today as a parent. I'm not convinced that kids need television in their room. I think televisions and computers need to be right out where everybody can kind of get a glimpse, but that's another sermon. And when I was in the 9th grade, I would have hated that sermon, just like some 9th graders did not like when I just said that. But for some reason I wanted to have a television, and I just kind of, you know, let my folks know about it, and I thought maybe that's what I'd get. So, you know, Christmas came, and I got some socks and this and that and the other. I was like, all right, when's the big gift coming, you know, and kind of waiting for it. I'll never forget, my parents gave me a letter. They gave me a box, a big box, looked like it could be a TV. I opened it up, and inside there was a letter. It said, "Dear son, we know how much you love the Lord and how much this Christmas season means to you, and so in your name and in your honor, we have planted a tree in Israel to commemorate the Zionist movement and the prophetic fulfillment of 1948 with the establishment of the nation." Now, isn't that sick? I'll tell you what. I mean, first of all, I didn't even know what this is all about. And secondly, I couldn't appreciate it. And you know how hard it was to say, "Thank you." Well, I tell you what, when you have an expectation of getting something and then you don't get it, you're really let down. But I'm going to tell you something. When you come to the place in your life where you realize, I don't deserve anything, and Jesus died for me, and he's the unspeakable gift, and he lives within me, I'm going to tell you something. That's reason for rejoicing. Oh, sometimes we get all worked up about gifts. I heard of some folks that were having some coffee the other day at a coffee shop, two couples, and they were talking about their kids. And one said, "You know, we got our kids something really nice for Christmas, their own apartments."
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links.
We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.